Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
My name is Mark Milstein. I am the Chief Operating Officer and Rainmaker at Visual.
Mark, how are you involved with synthetic media?
Well, I have my finger on the pulse at just about every level here at Visual. Visual is a technology company that pioneering algorithms and solutions that generate synthetic media, licensed stock media, I should say, and beyond. I am involved in just about every level of business operations, strategic development operation, as well as technical operations here at the company.
Mark, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
Well, the biggest challenges, I think, come right down to three letters, GPU, not enough of them. If we could corner the market on GPU cards, we would be a much happier operation. There's always a challenge when it comes to technology. There's never enough. There's never a big enough server, not a faster enough or not fast enough chip speed, and of course, human resources. We would love to have many, many, many more programmers. And assets, human assets, who can help us along. However, despite all of that, our successes are myriad. Within a very short period of time, we've been able to produce the most incredible, awe-inspiring, photorealistic synthetic media outputs that defy imagination. One would never have believed that within a few months, we would have gone from literally code to photorealistic outputs that have the most incredible fidelity to DSLR outputted photography from traditional cameras.
Mark, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
Get the legalities right. I think if you get the legal stuff down at the very beginning, everything else will fall into place. Synthetic media, what I call black star brother deep fakes, certainly has enthralled the general population community, you know, the technology and visual media communities. However, the deep fake analogies with everything that goes on, even on the legal side, is very, very vexing. And so getting the legal stuff correct, I think, is critical for anybody who wants to get down and dirty and begin working on synthetic media. That includes getting biometric releases for all the underlying real life data sets. It also means getting all of the ducks in a row coming with regards to GDPR and any upcoming US legislation. Get the legal stuff right. That's I can say it 100 times.
Mark, where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Well, unfortunately, there's a dearth of current material on synthetic media. There's a overabundance of material on deep fakes. Every time a video comes out of Barack Obama mouthing the words of an off-screen actor, the media pounce upon the negativities involved in the technology. And so you'll get a lot of topical discussion relating to that. However, in terms of current information on positives involved with the generation of legally clean synthetic media, there is a paucity of information out there on the internet. One has to pay attention to such platforms as CNET and or perhaps even Petapixel on a rare occasion, Wired magazine. Obviously, you can also follow the likes of an Adobe or even us on LinkedIn, as well as other social media platforms to come up to speed on what we're doing and what they're doing and what other companies who have tacitly put their toes into the water are doing. But outside of that, in terms of a blog or a media platform that regularly covers this industry, there really isn't very much of anything out there at this moment.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik DeCuyer. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.